resource limit is a supplemental security income resource limit equal for disabled adults.
Is it equal for special education students? The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, passed by the United States Congress in 1975, is intended, quote, to ensure that all children with disabilities have available to them a free, appropriate public education that emphasizes special education-related services designed to meet their unique needs and prepare them for further education, employment, and independent living. Title 20 of the United States Code, Chapter 33. Special education from the student point of view. I was in special education in elementary school and middle school, experienced the consequences of it in high school and beyond. I'm David Potter. I survived special education, not a joke.
Resource limit is a supplemental security income resource limit equal for disabled adults. Let's look at the webpage titled Supplemental Security Income SSI Resources by Social Security Administration. What does the agency say? What are resources? Resources are things you own, such as cash, bank accounts, U.S. savings bonds, land, life insurance, personal property, vehicles, anything else you own which could be changed to cash and used for food or shelter and deemed resources. What is the resource limit? The limit for countable resources is $2,000 for an individual and $3,000 for a couple. What needs to change in this program? The resource limit must be significantly increased. These were in place when I started receiving SSI during the 1990s. This hasn't changed in over 25 years. What does the agency say? The resources that do not count, in my words, are the home and its land, one vehicle used for transportation, household goods and personal effects, life insurance policies worth $1,500 or less, burial spaces, burial funds, property used in trade or business, the past plan to achieve self-support, and up to $100,000 in funds in an Achieving a Better Life Experience ABLE fund, and others I won't list. How does this program impact my life? Because I was not employed, I never owned a home or vehicle, but I still had to pay rent to my parents and for use of the vehicles they owned, only bought household goods within the limit, never had my own life insurance policies, never bought a burial space or a property for trade or business, never used a past plan or ABLE fund. I never got more than the monthly SSI amount, except for college loans and scholarships, which are listed on the page, and money from relatives and state SSI. I really had more than $1,000 in the bank, except when I had college loans and scholarships. Survivor's benefits allowed me to start a month over $1,000. Is it equal for special education students? Is the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act working as intended? Is it preparing disabled students for further education, employment, and independent living? Visit the website at notajoke.net. I'm David Potter. I survived special education, not a joke.